Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are again after another blast of heat. We've settled down a little bit.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
it's
mid-80s.
Nice out. Yeah, it's good. So we can deal with that. But the triple digits again, a little overwhelming.
Yeah, it was in
just a little bit.
In the valley, it was like 107, I think, last Wednesday. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, it got really hot again. So, but, you know, we live in Southern California, so that's the way it goes every once in a while. We get one of those heat waves coming through the area. And over the years, boy, you think about time flying 8 years on the air.
Yeah.
8 years.
I just blinked, and it was eight years. Boom. And
suddenly, we are here again on News Talk 1590 KVTA. And helping listeners work and save and keep the money that they did earn over the years. You know, people work hard for that cash, and they want to keep it very, very safe. And you don't want to see it just poof. You know, we've talked about all the stories. You know, we've had some ne'er-do-wells in this area that did some horrible things.
Yeah.
And some people who just made a bad choice.
Right.
You know, that's it. But you want to keep your money safe when you hit that towards retirement. You're on, I always like to call it the warning track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're running and you feel that brick under your under your spikes, and you know it's time to be safe. And it's time to take everything you've earned and put it in a place where, you know, it's going to be 100% protected.
Well, most of us can't make it again. We're older people now, you know, and we don't have time. And that's the thing. And, you know, that's what really upsets me with the financial planners and stockbrokers. They paint us all with the same brush. 30-year-old. A 60-year-old, a 7-year-old, that's not right, you know, because 30-year-old has time. You know, they don't lose their money.
Time.
They got time to make it up.
But if something happens, they can do something about it.
Yeah, they can. They can adjust and they can move forward. Lee Iacocca said, lead, follow, or get out of the way. If it's right, move forward. If it's wrong, adjust it and now move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what it is.
And that's what we have here with Ron Grant. The other great news is for a little while now, you've been able to listen to the Safer Money Solutions show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log on to Ron Grant's website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon. Bam. You got Ron anytime you want him.
Bam.
Just like that.
24/7.
We put it up there right on the World Wide Web, and there you go. Now, the other thing you put up there, and you've been doing this for a while now, is a $100 credit card that's a gift card.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a credit card, MasterCard or Visa. And to get that, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed, where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return. We can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you. That's really important, because if you're over 50, stop chasing returns. Stop it. Worry about getting an income that you can support your family with. You can't do that in your 401k, guys. I'm sorry, your 403b, it's in risk, and there's just no way you're going to be able to do that. Here we're going to be able to help you and make sure we get you a guaranteed lifetime income. So we sat down. I ask you a lot of questions. I listen a lot. Once we get done with that, I'll make some recommendations if you want. Again, we're going to show you how to have that lifetime income, or maybe you just want to take out 10% penalty-free, or maybe you just want to leave it for your beneficiaries. I call that parked money, like a car that's parked in the garage that you're not driving. That's awesome too. You know, maybe, you know, whatever your situation is that you want to do, that would be fine. But most of us are going to need multiple sources of income to live on. And you know, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. You know, why wouldn't you? A lot of the pensions have gone by the wayside. People are putting money in a 401k, which was really never designed to be a retirement plan, by the way. It was designed to be a savings plan. You have Social Security, pension, and savings. And that's what it was meant to be. So sit down with me one-on-one and then get the gift card. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website at safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's some great third-party educational information there. Top of the page, you see me on the microphone. There's the in red. If you own a 401k or 403b, click on here. That's the 401k recession. That's the little 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. If you own one of those, you need to take a look at it. When I saw it when it came out, I don't own 401ks, et cetera, but boy, I was upset when I saw it because, you know, people lost a lot of money. Back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, you know, my clients and I, of course, we got a zero. And zeros are always better than a loss. So if you want to stop paying the fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, et cetera, remember, when you pay the fees, that eats up your returns. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. Go to the website. I also have on my website, you can click on to iwantincomeforlife.com. There's another website that I have that'll take you over there. Last week, I had 11 people look at the book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. Download it, and then you can email me for some questions.
And that's that easy. Bam. Email questions. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, will be back in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call. 805-660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we are back to the Safer Money Solutions Show with your host, Ron Grant, here at KVTA, going into our eighth year. And let's get straight into it here and explain to all the folks out there why all indexed annuities are not the same.
They're not the same. And people have to really, really look on what they're getting. You know, indexed annuities have been around about 28 years, I believe. And annuities have been around since 1740. They were set up for the clergy of the Presbyterian Church for their retirement. And there's good annuities and there's bad annuities. But I stay with the indexed annuities because we have a good potential upside with no potential downside. And that's what I like about it. A lot of the people that are out there that have bought annuities or are buying annuities, they really need to focus on several items. Number one, they need to focus on participation rate. All the companies that I do business with and all the products that I help with my clients with and I've helped myself with, I have 100% participation. So if the market gets a 10, you're going to get a 10. Now, I've seen products out there that have a 30% participation, which I don't know why anybody would do that. Obviously, they either didn't read the contract or the agent doesn't know what they're speaking about, possibly. I don't know. Wasn't there. 50% participation, 60% participation, so forth and so forth. Anything under 100, to me, I think you're spinning your wheels, but that's just my opinion. Caps. What is a cap? It's a ceiling. You know, it's the most we could potentially make in any 1 year. And right now, the caps that I'm dealing with, depending on the index or indexes that you choose, what's an index? Standard & Poor's 500, NASDAQ 100, Dow Jones Industrial, the Hang Seng, the Barclays Dynamic Balance. These are all different indices. And there's more out there, but you know, I just popped out a few of the name brands. Right now, between 18 and, say, 28%, is our upside that we can potentially get. Now, we're not going to hold our breath on 28%, but you know what? The bottom line, that's our upside. That's what we can reach for. What's our downside? Zero. So you're going to be somewhere between zero and, let's say, that 28%, depending on what index or indices you choose. Now, the nice thing about it is we can make changes each and every year. You know, a lot of the clients out there don't even know that. Their agent's not even working with them, and they don't know that they can make changes. So they bought an 8-year, a 10-year, or some people got suckered into a 25-year and a 15-year contract if they don't know that they can make changes. And nothing stays the same. Our world is changing. Economy's changing. You know, we don't know what's going on. So we want to be able to have an opportunity to make changes, and that's important. The other thing I want you to understand is liquidity, strength and liquidity of these companies. You know, the indexed annuity people have to keep at least $1.02 for every dollar you and I put up. you know, banks are minus 11 cents for every dollar you and I put up. So we want to make sure that we have strong companies. You know, the number one company that I work with that's got my number one IRA, because I have three of them, and they're all indexed annuities, you know, they keep about $1.89, $1.91, somewhere around there for every dollar we put up. So that's strong. And not every company has that strength. So look at the caps, look at the participation rate, look at the strength and liquidity of the company. Next thing is riders. What is a rider? It rides on top of the policy. They're generally income riders, which help you get income for the rest of your life, which is nice. Now, I have some companies that charge for the income riders, and I have some companies that don't charge for the income riders. And one that I speak of highly, this is the number one company out there. I'm helping 4 to 5 people a week with this product. As of last week, it had a 22% bonus. So if you put you bring your money in, you have a year to add to it, you can get 22%. So let's assume you put $100,000 in, we rolled it over from your 401k, you now have $122,000 in there working. Well, as of Monday of this week, that bonus is no longer 22%. For a limited time, they're running a special. I guess if you can call it a special, I don't know. It's a 30% bonus right now. That's powerful. Very, very powerful. But that's not really the best part to that product. The best part to that product is every year that the index or indexes does something, it has a 50% bonus. Very powerful. And that's for you guys out there that didn't start early enough or didn't put enough away or, and this is the big habitual offender, you stayed in risk too long. What do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, oil, gas, REITs, real estate trusts. These are risky things. And you stayed in those too long. You decide, you know, you thought the market's never going to go down. You can't do that. As you get older, you know, it's the 100 rule. Take 100 and subtract your age from it, and that's what you should have in risk. So do the math, okay? Start with 100. Take your age. If you're 50, now 50% of your money technically could be in risk if you wanted it to. The other 50% needs to be safe. And as you get older, that number goes down and down and down to be in risk, okay? And that's just one example. So make sure if you don't know index annuities, you know your agent. This is what I do for a living. This is how I help people. You know, I move millions of dollars out of Wall Street every year. In fact, the group that I'm in, we're out of Kansas. It's a marketing group. And there's 300 of us throughout the United States, men and women, set up to help people keep their money safe. We took $5.5 billion in 2017 out of the Wall Street casino. You think people know something? They do. They know that they want safety. Hey, look at Warren Buffett. 2008 Senior Magazine did an article on Mr. Buffett. He has somewhere between $400 and $500 million in indexed annuities. And he's invested all over the world. All of anything. Two cockroaches run on the ground. I bet you he would bet on one of them. He's that type of guy. But he also wants some safety and some protection for his assets. So if you don't know indexed annuities, you better know your agent. You better find out and you better read. You better look and you better make sure that someone has done their due diligence to help you. I run across a lot of people every week that have bought products. I shake my head when I leave their house. I do not know why they bought these products because there's so many better products out there. Yet they didn't do the research, they didn't ask the right questions, and they just don't want to listen. I don't know. You know, Spence was talking about it earlier. We had a lot of people up here in Ventura County that committed fraud on people. You know, some have been in jail already. You know, we had that one guy that was in Moore Park not too long ago that he was targeting elderly people, bilked them out of $1 million. The guy lived in Thousand Oaks. I believe he was bilking people out of people in Moore Park and all of Ventura County. Bottom line is, guys, you need to know your agent. You need to do your due diligence. If you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. Up top, ways to check out Ronald Grant. Check me out. You should be doing this to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent every 6 months because things change, ladies and gentlemen. Things change big time. And I can't stress this enough. Whose money is it? It's your money. Where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. And you need to do your own due diligence. So if I can help you, give me a call, 805 660-1313, and let me sit down and help you get that money in a safer place with quality companies, quality products. This is what I do for a living. This is how I help people for many, many years, and I can help you too.
We have a guest in studio. Bob Davis is with us.
Bob Davis, you know, I was going to send out the mounted police looking for you. I haven't seen you forever. What have you been doing, buddy?
You know what? I've been out and about. We have kids all over the place, and they're being physically supported mostly by my wife because she goes to their house. I stay at home. I work. I take care of the cats.
The cats?
That is something that I really am really getting good at.
Oh, he's okay? He's a cat wrangler.
Well, I'm, you know what, herding cats is a phrase that we could discuss for half an hour, right?
That's funny. Well, if you haven't heard of Bob Davis, he is my buddy. I've known him forever, and Bob is one of the number one mortgage gentlemen in the county. Bob, tell a little bit about yourself and give him some phone numbers, how to reach you, and maybe an email.
You betcha. My family and I... Well, I moved with my family because I was 10 years old at the time. Uh-oh.
They wouldn't let you stay home?
They wouldn't let me stay. back in 1967, and we lived in East End Ventura when there were still trees. There are still trees, but they're taking them out now to put in new trees. That's how old I am, Ron.
Jeez.
And in 1977, my father said to me, "Your mother's doing well in real estate," which was a bit of an understatement. "You now need to get into the real estate industry." So... in 1977, at the bright age of 20, I did so, and nice. I've been in the industry for 41 years as of this weekend.
Nice, congratulations!
So, I am very blessed to be working with a bank called Provident Bank Mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Provident Bank is actually based out of Riverside, which means they actually have heat. Oh, wait a minute, so do we. But they're used to it, and they still complain about it.
I don't blame
them. Working in the real estate finance industry has changed a bit since the late 70s. I walked in for my very first loan and said, "Hi, I'm Betty's son. What should I do?" And they said, "Well, here, sign these papers." And based upon my mom's recommendation, I got my first mortgage.
Oh, nice.
Wouldn't work today.
Yeah, it wouldn't work today.
Even if she was referring it to me.
Yeah.
So Provident is a residential real estate lender that is a bank. They started in 1956, even before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to do loan incredibly well. So one of the things that maybe we'll get to talk about, if not today in the ensuing weeks, is what people really think about real estate financing mm-hmm. is generally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the consumer needs to be made aware. So hopefully I can tag on to some of the things that you do, and we can make people aware of what's right and what's not correct.
You know, and I know the World Wide Web is opened up massive things for everybody. And I think the web is good and I think the web is bad. We've all had experiences, good and bad. A neighbor in my old neighborhood about a year ago did a loan online, and they had to close, I don't know if it was in 30 days or 45 days. It was one of those. And to me, that seems like a long time, but you know, today it's probably not. And they had more trouble with this online situation. They went past their closing date, and I guess the word loan lock was gone. They locked the loan rate, and now it went away, and they had to pay, I'm going to guess, I think it was an eighth or maybe a more of a point because of this. And I've always thought about something that's a personal one-on-one situation. It's like a handshake type of thing. And that's what you do, and that's what I do. You know, there's certain things you can buy online, not a problem. I just bought a pressure washer model. it's a Stanley model, blah, 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 blah. That's going to be the same no matter where you buy it. I found the best price online. They're shipping it to me. Not a problem. I don't have a problem doing that. But with the stuff that we're doing, yes, you could have a problem doing some stuff. And I'm sure you've probably heard of that also, you know, the situation there. What in the home values, what's happening today in Ventura County? Number one, what is like an average price of the house? And how do families qualify today for loans?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you use the word average, does anybody that you know or I know want to live in an average home? Of course we don't. Our home is always better, or our home is not quite as good as the other guy.
Right.
And we don't admit the fact that we don't think our house is as good. But the average sales price in the last 30 days in Ventura, Oxnard, Port Hueneme, Camarillo is $555,000.
Wow.
Now, my wife and I live in what I would qualify as an average Ventura home. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not admitting I live in an average home, but I'm just going to go there for the example. I have green grass in the backyard. Anyway, an average home means what does the average mm-hmm. household make that can afford to buy the average home?
Yeah.
Well, if you're making $104,000 a year mm-hmm. and you don't have a lot of debt, you mm-hmm. can buy that $555,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is most people don't know how to correctly manage their debt to be able to get to the point to where, and I'm not saying no debt, but how do you manage your debt
yeah.
to make sure that you have all the attributes that a lender will give you the best deal?
Right. Well, how do people manage, you know, manage their credit? I mean, what's the key to that?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing that people perceive, and it's just flat wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that the Credit Karmas or the freecreditreport.coms will provide for them a solid source of information. In other words, what's my credit score? What's my credit report look like?
Mm-hmm.
Those things are good services to begin the process. But the fact is that on a real credit report, most people don't know the following. And if you're taking notes on this, listen, please, carefully. Credit stays on your credit report for 14 years. Most real mm-hmm. estate lenders only will look at your last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why then does the other 7 years, longer than 7 years ago, even stay on? That's the way the credit reports work.
Yeah.
Does it matter to your credit report what happened 11, 12, and 13 years ago? Probably not. But there's a way to manage your credit report, and it costs you zero. I said zero, zilch, nothing. That we can show you how to manage your credit, whether you're not going to buy a home in the next 5 years,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you're going to get one in the next year or two. Setting your credit up in advance
mm-hmm.
is just as important as making sure you have a job.
Yeah. Well, credit, everything travels by credit. You can't rent a house. You can't get a job. You can't do mm-hmm. anything without credit. I mean, credit is, it's become, you know, the in fact, some people don't even carry cash. They just use their ATM. Excuse me. They use their ATM card or they use their credit card. So it doesn't cost anything to do credit management then with you guys. You can help them out.
Right. And in fact, Just for clarification purposes, this is for the compliance department at the bank who's listening to today's radio show. We do not provide credit management because that's a whole different program. But because I have been in this industry for 41 years, so if you're less than 41 years of age, we both know what you were doing before. Oh, wait a minute, what I was doing before you were born. And that is, we can sit down and show you how to manage your credit yourself. It's not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
The big companies love to charge you those $15 and $30 a month fees to give you information that you can get on your own. I would encourage you to call and ask.
Well, give them your number. How are they going to reach you?
805-340-1822. That phone will take a text. It will take a phone call. I know it's old school to say phone call.
Yeah.
But
not everybody texts yet.
If you want to Google Bob Davis, Bob Davis Lender, and if you're in Southern California, you'll find me.
Yeah, I would hope so.
That's a simple way to go.
I would hope so.
But I encourage people to do this for two reasons. Number one, I meet with people almost weekly that pay a fee for credit management.
Mm-hmm.
There is no need to do that.
Yeah. Save your money. Talk to Big Bob. How about an email? Do you have an email address in case somebody wants it? A lot of people like to email today. I don't know.
You know what?
It is.
And I'm all good with that. It's bdavis@myprovident.com. And the reason I suggested for people to simple Google
mm-hmm.
Bob Davis Lender,
mm-hmm.
that I pop right up. And what happens is people think Provident is Providence. It is not.
No.
It's Provident.
Right.
And I'm thrilled to help you. The only day I won't help you is on a Sunday. I take that day off.
There you
go. Other than that, I'm here to help.
And he's been Santa. He's been Santa at some of my client appreciation dinners, which is nice because we raise the toys for the kids every year, and he always dresses up as Santa.
And
your beard's looking good.
Well, you know what? I trim it until August 1st.
Yeah,
it looks good. And then I let it go because Santa doesn't have to worry about his beard growing.
No.
As I get a little older, my hair grows a little more slowly, and I want to make sure the kids have the full beard reaction.
I love it. I love it. All right, Big Bob, thanks for stopping in. If you have any questions, give Bob a call. Give me your number one more time, buddy.
Absolutely. It's 805-340-1822. Thanks for having me. Spence, it's good to see you. You know what? Is it better for you to see me or me to see you? I'm not sure.
It's mutual. I think it's going very well the way it is.
Bless you both.
It's been a while. So it's good to see you, Bob Davis.
You too,
here,
big Bob.
With Ron.
Good education.
So yes, always great to hear from Bob.
Yeah.
Now let's get over to some people who might reach out to you, Ron.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, have you ever had to help somebody that might have an existing annuity that was purchased maybe somewhere else through someone else, and that person just disappeared, as in the agent? So yeah. Do people come up to you and say, yeah, what do I have? Please help me explain this to me with an older annuity.
You know, that's happened to me many times. In fact, sometimes monthly. It just depends on what I was doing. When I was doing all the dinners, I got a lot of that. You know, people would they'd say, hey, can you sit down with me for a minute here? I got a couple questions for you. Or they would schedule an appointment when I came out, they had an annuity. The thing that surprises me, and I guess it shouldn't surprise me, but, you know, we're paid to help the people. You know, we get paid if we help you with a product, a service, or an account, and we get paid from the insurance company. That's how we get paid. Now, a lot of the guys and gals, I realized they took what we call called the heaped commission, the big commission up front. They get nothing at the back end, so they don't really care about you, you know, and that's sad because you still got paid. And, you know, my dad used to say, if you do what's right for the client, the money will come. I have a lot of people right now that I've picked up over the years that all I do every year is help them with their annual reallocation. You know, I give them my 2 cents on what it is. I don't get paid from the insurance company. That stays with the original agent if he took the back end, so what we call the back end money, the smaller money up front, and then you get trails. They get a trail on it. I still get stuff emailed me, and I still get people off the radio that called me and, you know, come look at this product. What do you think of this product? Well, you know, it's not like stuff that can be replaced. To replace an annuity is a major, major thing. State of California especially is very what's the word I'm looking for? They're very down on replacements of annuities. It's got to be, even if it's the worst annuity in the world, it still can't cost the client any money. And one thing, one particular case comes to mind. I was doing dinners over at the Aloha Steakhouse years ago in Camarillo, and I remember a gentleman asked me to come out and talk to him, and he had just bought an annuity about 6 months before he had met me. And I looked at the annuity, and I couldn't believe anybody would put a client into this particular type of annuity, the fees and the costs, and it was a 25-year annuity, and it was just wrong. I mean, wrong on all aspects. And the gentleman told me, he said, you know, it cost me $12,000 to get this annuity. And I said, what do you mean it cost you money? He says, well, that's what it cost me. They deducted $12,000 out of the money that I moved over. I said, no. It doesn't work that way. It can't work that way. Let me take a look at your application. And one, you know, because I looked at the schedule page to see what it was, and I looked at the fees, and I looked at everything else that he was paying. And he had a really expensive rider fee. And I asked him, did you even want income? He said, no, I didn't really want income. I'm only going to take 10% because I have two pensions. Okay, so that's one thing that I didn't understand right off the bat. The guy sold him, or I don't know if it was a guy or a gal, but the person sold him an income rider, which is costing him fees. But what really astounded me, and this is against the law, and it's unethical, is the agent who sold him the policy that cost him $12,000, this should have been a replacement policy. And when you do a replacement policy, you have to fill out replacement paperwork. And in that replacement paperwork, it asks you, what does it cost to surrender the current policy? And you have to put that down, whether it's a percentage or whether it's a dollar amount. I list both. I highlight the dollar amount so the new company that I move in the money over can see exactly what it's going to cost this current client with this older company or company A. I guess we're moving now to company B. And the thing that I didn't understand is this person did not do a replacement. And so this is why it cost the client $12,000, because the new company, well, they don't know. You know, they don't know that it's what the difference is coming over. All they know is that this guy's got money coming over from an insurance company. And they didn't know that it was being replaced. Well, again, that's against the law. You have to fill out replacement paperwork. So when I saw what had happened, the agent decided, no, he's not going to replace it because he couldn't. a $12,000 surrender charge. He couldn't make that up. He couldn't do it in any capacity with any bonus. If you can make up the surrender charge and it's within a certain percentage of that, then yes, the companies will probably let you move it over. But you still have to list company A, what's the product company A? What does it offer? Then company B. It must make sense to replace a product. Otherwise, you can't do it ethically, morally, or legally. So what I explained to the gentleman is to contact company B, where he has his new product, and to let them know that fraud has been perpetrated on them. Yeah, it's fraud. And then I want you to call company A, and I want you to let you know that fraud has been perpetrated on them. This is what happens. It costs you $12,000. And to unwind the annuity out of company B so you can possibly get your $12,000 back out of company A, and I suggested that they look at an attorney that can help them. This is wrong in all aspects, and this is done a lot. I see this happening when I visit with people or they come to the office. And that's one of the things that makes me so upset as an agent trying to do business and trying to do ethical work for people, because there's unethical people in all industries. And, you know, insurance industry is no exception to that rule. So if you have a product, if you have an annuity and your agent is not working with you, which I don't understand to begin with, they should be checking you every year. You should be in touch with them either like I do, through the mail, over the phone, or in person to help them reallocate their product, because nothing stays the same forever. If I can help you with that, I'll be more than happy to take a look at it. I had a gentleman that I met with 6-7 months ago. All of a sudden, I get a letter in the mail, and he contacted the company, XYZ Company, and said, I want Ron Grant to be my agent. I get no money out of that, but I want to help him because he has not been helped, and he should be helped. I'm trying to help everybody, but if that's you, let me know. I'll be more than happy to try to help you. It's just a letter that goes into the insurance company stating that now I want my new agent, my servicing agent, to be me, which is Ronald Grant. Again, I get paid nothing from the companies. The existing agent, if he's getting a trail or she's getting a trail, she'll continue to get that money. It's not going to cost her anything out of her pocket or him out of his pocket. But I would venture to say, and if I ever ran across one of these people that I knew happened to do this to a client, I would ask them why. Why have you not help the client on an annual basis with their product? Answer their questions. Help them reallocate their percentages into a different indexes, because again, nothing stays the same. So if that's something, if you've had that or you need my help, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
This is Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. He will be back after this.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple of years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and it has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313, 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we are back. So you got the grassroots, just missed out on the eyes.
Darn it.
Yeah, it was close.
All right, two on that one.
Yeah, and you got.
I got the other three, so I'm good. Yeah.
So you're ahead as we go here on the Safer Money Solutions show. So let's talk about now some of the short-term products that people can get. And just give us a little overview of that to start off.
Well, you know, for years, clients have asked me, can't you find something that we could put our money into, but we want a short term? And I looked around. And some years I just stopped looking because I wasn't able to find anything. But a good friend of mine in the Midwest does what I do. And he's been with this company, representing this company for the last couple of years. And he's been really happy with the returns. And his clients have been really happy. He's got some of his money in it, which is nice. So I talked to him about this. And I said, you know what? What is the deal? And what this is this is a nine-month product. That you can put your money in, and at the end of 9 months, you can drag your interest, leave the principal, take all your money out, go home, do whatever you want to do. But we're going to speak directly to the horse's mouth here. We've got Scott Merkelson. He's from Florida. In fact, he was out here a few weeks ago live on Saturday. He was out here with his family. And Scott, we want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Ron. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you know what? We're doing a lot better now. It was hotter than HE double hockey sticks first part of the week, and we're now down in the mid-80s. But you know about heat because you're in Florida. So
that's true. Nothing but hot and sticky down here, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, at least we're not sticky. But, you know,
that's right.
It was definitely hot. So Scott works with a company back in Florida, and in 2013 they started helping people. Last year they did about $250 million, and this year they're on track to do between $450 and $500 million. Did I say that right? $450 million, excuse me, $450 million and $500 million. And I'm going to let Scott explain a little bit of the primary factor for this company for causing the growth in this type of industry.
Yeah, so the industry that you mentioned is the merchant cash advance industry, and really what our primary focus is to help out the small and medium business owner. And the reason that this all started was because fewer banks are really catering to the needs of these small businesses. You know, even those that do have a lengthy time period for processing and funding loans or cash advances. So as per the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the small business lending segment is actually $1.4 trillion in the U.S. alone, $98 billion of which is merchant cash advances. So it's a growing segment, as banks at this point just aren't interested in being that local funding source for the small and medium-sized business owner.
So what I did, and Scott knows what I did, is, you know, once I talked to my friend in the Midwest, is I talked to three of my clients. They were pretty high up in the banking business here in Ventura County and the San Fernando Valley. And I ran the program by them. And basically what they said is two things you don't want to be doing or you don't want to be dealing with in any type of lending to small and medium businesses. Number one, you don't want to loan money to a small and medium business if they're trying to make their payroll. I mean, if you can't make payroll, you have a problem. Second thing is they don't want you to loan money, or you don't want to loan money to a business that is paying off debt. That's just kicking the debt down the road. And I think, Scott, I think basically you guys do in-house underwriting, right?
That's correct. And that's really something that's tremendously important. The underwriting is all done in-house, and we actually approve about one out of every 11 deals that we see. The number one question we're going to ask is, what are you going to do with the money? If it's to grow your business, we're off to a great start. You know, if it's simply, as you mentioned before, to make payroll or pay off another outstanding debt, it's not an advance that we're interested in making. And frankly, it's really not in the best interest of that merchant. You know, we don't want the merchant to come out on the other side to be in worse shape than when we started. You know, we really want them to be a stronger business and be able to go on and grow as a business.
Right. And that makes sense because, you know, it's working both sides situation. You want to make sure they're doing right. You want to make sure you're doing right. And what I like about it is, and why I put my money in, is because, and this really kind of astounded me, but the merchant that is borrowing the money has to pay back the money daily out of their checking account. So explain that to my listeners.
Yes. You know, the merchants, they actually repay the advances and they make stipulated payments via ACH debit. And it comes from their business operating bank account. So they don't have, like, the option to make that payment or not make that payment. It's not, they don't send in a check. It's not via wire. It's all done by automatic ACH. So we're actually funding the merchant via ACH. We're sending them the money out, and then we're receiving that daily repayment via ACH right on back.
So that keeps, so you're abreast of everything within 24 hours. You know if there's a problem and you can jump on it.
That's exactly right. So our collections people, you know, if there is an issue, we find out about it right away. We take a more rehabilitative approach, but we want to get on the phone with them right away and say, hey, you know, what's going on with this operating account? Is there an issue? And typically they'll say, yeah, you know what? There was a check that didn't clear, but we'll take care of it. You could take out a double payment.
Right, double payment. That's
make sure that we communicate with them right away.
Sure. The other thing I like about it is our money is scattered over how many different businesses, because I think this is important. This helps mitigate any losses.
Yeah, the risk is mitigated, you know, across you know, 200 plus industries, and you're actually in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. So what we're actually doing is we're mitigating that risk. We don't want to be over leveraged in any one type of business or in any one region of the United States. You know, if there was something were to happen, let's say a storm were to hit, we want to make sure that we're not over leveraged in that one particular region. Or if you know, let's say the economy took a downturn in housing and we were over leveraged in housing, we want to make sure there's not overexposure there.
Right. And I think you had mentioned before that we're scattered in about, what, 1,600 businesses?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. You know, if you look at your statement, you know, we only approve these deals if it fits our overall portfolio. We don't want to be over leveraged. And you'll actually be in, after about 9 months, you'll be in about 1,500 plus different businesses. So we're not taking your money and overcommitting it to any one business or any one merchant. We want to make sure that risk is mitigated across, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of different merchants.
Yeah, I looked at my statement, and for instance, I've got $12.65 of my money in home health care services.
I got
$1.24 in janitorial services. I got $1.13 in home health care, and it's page after page after page where my money is split up all over these different industries, which I like because, again, that mitigates anything, and we're cool. Talk about the returns that you've seen on this. I know we have a 3% guarantee, but talk about the returns that have been happening in the last couple of years.
Well, historically, the returns have been high single to low double digits on an annualized basis. We don't have any reason to believe that this should change at any time. I mean, the market's growing, and we're actually growing with it. We funded, as you mentioned before, 200-plus million last year. This year on pace we're to exceed 400 million, and this is without making changes to our underwriting. So those returns are there. There's definitely a need for capital out there, and you know, the whole process is just working out great. It's really a formula business. So as long as we stick with the formula, we should be good.
Yeah. One last thing, and I'll let you go. Let's talk about the tax treatment, because I think this is important about that tax deferred product that a lot of people don't get when they're in the stock market, that type of thing. So explain that to the listeners.
Yeah, it's a great point, Ron. We actually offer qualified as well as non-qualified accounts. So with the qualified, there's never any tax obligation. That's your retirement account. For non-qualified, we're always going to separate principal and interest. Now, what this means is that your lender, they're not going to receive a 1099 unless they take a distribution of earnings. And this would only be considered, this would actually be considered a tax-deferred product. Now, the government, they're always gonna get their share, mm-hmm. but it's gonna be judged as ordinary income, and the 1099 would only be issued in the year the distribution of interest was requested.
Yeah, and see, that's important. When you're in stocks, you know, bonds, that type of stuff, you know, you get a 1099 at the end of the year for anything that you got. Here, you're not gonna get it until you take a distribution. So just like indexed annuities, your money's gonna work longer and harder for you because you're not getting taxed on it. Scott, listen, I appreciate you taking your time out on a Saturday to chat with us. Again, I've had a lot of clients that have gone into this. I've in it. I think it's great. I think it's fabulous what we have an opportunity to do here. And if that's something you'd like to for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313. Scott, have a great rest of the weekend.
Ron, you as well. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Take care.
Good to see Scott out here, too.
Yeah,
gave
it was
a
nice.
Visit. Just took him out for fish tacos.
Yeah, we had fish tacos. It was great. Over at the harbor. I love that
fish
taco. Show
him this side.
Yeah, this side of the water.
This good old United States.
Yeah,
so
right.
Let's get into this. It's an interesting comment. You've been on the air for 8 years.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of people who have come in, like, in about the past 4 years. What I've noticed mostly, though, they come in, then they go away. They come in, then they go away. A lot of people, whether it's on TV, whether it's through commercials, or actually mm-hmm. doing longer form programs,
mm-hmm.
But they always seem to go away. It's interesting. You've done this for 8 years, and all of these sort of Johnny-come-latelys, if you will, in and out on the radio, on TV, commercials. What do you think about that?
Well, number one, Spence, I think the sincerest form of flattery is when someone copies you, you know, which is nice. But bottom line is I focus just basically on safe money. And a lot of the, I would say majority of these guys and gals do risk. You know, they do stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and then they're trying to do safe money because, you know, when I take money away from them, when I help the client and move the money away and put it in a safer place, now they have lost their income. You know, they've lost that money to an asset under management or whatever. And I think it's important to understand that just because someone is licensed to sell an index annuity doesn't mean they know about an index annuity. You know, the average guy or gal out there in the industry sells about $100,000 a year of indexed annuities. I'm doing millions, multiple millions of dollars a year out of Wall Street putting them in indexed annuities because this is what I focus on, with the exception of long-term care and now the new nine-month product that I just started helping people with. Bottom line is, this is what I do for a living. You know, I don't do a bait and switch where I talk about, you know, safe money and then we sit down and we we talk about, well, let's get you into some mutual funds. How about some asset under management? Now, where's your portfolio? Let's go ahead and take that portfolio, move it all over to me, and let me work with it, massage it, and do this stuff. So I think a lot of people who go on the radio and start a show like mine or whatever, I think they're disappointed because they're not focusing on the safety of what it is. They're trying to be all things to everybody, and I just don't think you can do that, you know. And a lot of people feel, hey, you know what? Ron Grant's taking money, or Betty Smith, or you know, John Jones doing safer money. They're taking money away from me, so I want to get in that arena and see if I can stop that. And I've had many people call me, you know, and say they went to a dinner, you know, especially these Social Security dinners. You got to be real careful with those. You know, be careful. That's all. Just be careful when you go to these Social Security dinners. Bottom line is, you know, they get you in the office, and then they become what you need them to be, a chameleon. Oh, you this, you that, to find out where all the monies are, and now they want to start moving the money over. And then, you know what? Well, we really need to do some assets under management, or maybe we do some bonds. You know, would you like some dividends? These are things that they're talking about. So, you know, when I speak to you, I don't speak out of, you know, both sides of my mouth. I talk to you about safe money. That's what we're going to talk about. If you want to talk about long-term care, I'll be more than happy. I think it's very important. I got a policy because my daughters aren't going to change my diapers. And then if you want the short term, the nine-month product, I'll be more than happy to lay that out for you. If it makes sense, you know, we can do it. But if you want to deal with somebody, the original Safer Money Specialist, that's me. Everyone's trying to copy me. They all want to get on the bandwagon. But the bottom line is, that's what I've done for many, many years. I mean, I've been on the radio for 8+ years, but I've been doing this longer than that. So let me help you. 805-660-1313. Website is safermoneyspecialist.com. And you can go on there and check me out. There's some good third-party educational information on there, testimonials from the radio, email testimonials. Got some good third-party stuff that you can look at.
And the other thing is, the safer you make your life and your future, you actually make your kids' life safer, too, because then they don't have to worry about tending to you. You're taking responsibility for your stuff is really helping out the rest of your family, too.
Well, you know, and I've said this a ton of times, Spence, you know, if you lose all your money in Wall Street, I guess you could move in with your kids. I don't know how that works. But you know what? At my age, I don't want to move in with my girls. I got my own life. They got their life. I want to be independent. That's why I work hard and I save my money. So, you know, hopefully you're doing the same thing. Yeah.
Okay, Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, will be back in just 60 seconds. Chick-fil-A coming up, folks. Get ready.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a nine-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3%. With a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call, 805. 660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
Well, Ron, it is time to do Chick-fil-A.
All right.
Big giveaway.
Chick-fil-A giveaway. You know what? My buddy Robert over in Ventura is always giving cards to my listeners. Thank you, Robert. Such a nice man, and he runs a great business over there. It's right near Chuck E. Cheese. So I'm going to give two cards to two people, and I'll personally mail them out Monday. You get a chance to win the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, the grilled chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich, or the Chick-fil-A nuggets, original grilled or 8-count. So here's what I need you to do. Go to your computer, go to your laptop, go to your whatever you got, phone, and send me an email. In the subject line, put chicken, and then I want you to put your name, your address, and your phone number. I have to give that to Robert. I won't call you. I won't chase you. I won't do anything about it. All I need to do, I got to have an address so I can mail your cards. I will mail them out Monday. You have my word on that. And then you will go in. You can have lunch or you can have dinner, whatever you want, on Robert and myself. So that's the way it is.
It's that easy. And, you know, one thing that Chick-fil-A is doing in Atlanta is they are starting to sell prepackaged meals out of Chick-fil-A.
Really?
So you go up, you get your Chick-fil-A, and you can also order up a meal that is, like, ready to eat, and it's Chick-fil-A. And it's an interesting way to go. And we have coming up in just moments here, let's see if we can make this work, the magic of modern communications. Guess who's on the phone line?
Who's on the phone? Who is that? Mr. Will Hart.
Will Hart.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
Hey, how's your Saturday going?
It's going beautiful.
A lot cooler than it was Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, right?
Yeah, that was a crazy heat wave.
Man, smoking hot. If you haven't heard of Will, Will is my metal man. He takes care of the gold and the silver. He's done it for me, for my IRA, and he's done it for my clients, and he can do it for you also. So let's talk about this. What are the options that people have to buy physical gold and silver, and how do those metals get stored?
Okay, so first off, of course, we have all the products, bars, coins, rounds, ingots, gold, silver, platinum, palladium. The two ways that they can purchase precious metals, of course, one is a cash purchase. The metals get shipped right to their home. And, the other option is an IRA rollover, a tax-deferred penalty-free rollover. And they can store the metals either at the depository, which we set up for them, or they can do what we call private storage, where they store the metals themselves, still inside the IRA, still tax-deferred and penalty-free.
Great. All right. So let's talk about hedge against the dollar, because the dollar is going south for the winter.
Yeah. Everybody knows, obviously, the dollar is being mass-produced from what we know, is $23 trillion in debt, but the numbers is supposedly much higher than that. So that being said, the dollar, over the last 10 years, has lost 40% of its buying power. And so, again, people are looking for a way to kind of safeguard the value of what the dollar can buy. And one way to do that is with precious metals, with physical gold and silver, to at least be diversified. And, you know, we talk about this all the time, but, 100 years ago, an ounce of gold, which had a value of $20, because 1 ounce of gold was $20, and there was coins that had a value of $20, 1 ounce gold coin. And 100 years ago, a man could buy a finely tailored suit for 1 ounce of gold, or a $20 bill, or 1 ounce $20 gold coin. Fast forward to today, and $20 is going to maybe buy him a pair of socks, certainly not buy him a finely tailored suit. Whereas that 1 ounce of gold is going to buy a man a $1,250 suit. So that's that hedge, that store of wealth that gold offers.
Yeah, and I think it's important to have a little bit of what we call a true class diversification. That's cash, liquid money, that's real estate, that's an indexed annuity, and that's maybe some gold or silver to help offset everything. And I think it's important.
Right.
That's what I've done for my portfolio. My clients have been helped by Will. If you would like that too for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with Will. Will's got, like he said, all the products. He'll be more than happy to help you, and he's done a really good job for me and my clients, and I recommend him highly. So thank you, buddy. Have a good rest of the weekend, would you?
You too, Ron. Take care.
Take care.
Got to wrap it up here, but a couple of things. First of all, car show, I know there's a real special one.
There is one today. It's going on right now. Santa Barbara Woody Club show up at Santa Barbara College. And we talked about this earlier in the week. Those are gorgeous, beautiful cars. High maintenance, very high maintenance, but they look really beautiful. So if you get a chance, run up the coast. You can still take us with you there and see the show.
And one more thing. We do have the, after people listen for a whole hour, I'm guessing they might want to meet with you. And you do have a great gift for them. It's a credit card.
I do. It's a $100 MasterCard or Visa. You sit down with me. I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe and guaranteed, where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose the gains. We can get a reasonable range of return. I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive, all while paying no fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker. Those fees will eat up your return. So you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe. If you do, give me a call, 805-660-1313. Everybody out there, have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original.
Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple of years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call. 805-660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.